With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin DNR is asking hunters for samples of deer harvested near the town of Stella in eastern Odette County. The town has some of the highest levels of PFAS in groundwater in the country. It's caused major issues for dozens of homeowners on private wells. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals linked to adverse health effects. The DNR is trying to better understand how PFAS accumulates in white-tailed deer. It's asking hunters that harvest deer within a 3-mile radius of Stella to donate tissue samples. We have collection details and where to bring samples at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Hunters will get results within 2 to 4 months after submission. Some bars in the Northwoods are teaming up to raise awareness about mental health. The Tri-County Coalition and Tavern League in the Northwoods met earlier this summer to put together a plan. Coasters will feature information on mental health resources. Brianna Olsberger is the manager at Buckshot Saloon and Eatery.
This is really how we're going to get through to people, is have this coaster. And if this coaster helps at least one person change the idea of what their life is supposed to look like, then that's all that matters. You know, obviously we're behind the bar here, serving our servers, everything like that. Communication is key when it comes to this, but some people don't like to talk.
Every drink that's handed out gets a coaster, so the group decided to put messages and resources on them. Each one has a QR code that takes someone directly to the help they need. Heidi Pritzel is co-lead of the Tri-County Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Coalition.
We have a lot of men in our own lives who may need support at one time, and I think it's just a start of here is a resource that may be helpful.
Co-lead Rachel Cornelius.
There's a lot of stigma around mental health, you know, no matter your age and stage in life, and I think that it is becoming more of a conversation. The narrative is changing, and we're doing our part to try to bust through that stigma.
The group ordered 80,000 coasters, and each bar in the Tri-County area will get 2 sleeves. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. According to the National Breast Cancer Coalition, breast cancer is the most diagnosed cancer among women in the United States. The lifetime risk of being diagnosed has increased by around 4% since 1975, but we do have better screening and treatment now. Dr. Cecilia Strode is a board-certified breast surgeon at Aspirus Breast Care Specialist. She says women are often trained to search for pea-sized lumps as indications of breast cancer, but that texture differences and asymmetry may also point to a problem.
I see patients sometimes that come in with a pretty significant texture difference, but there isn't a mass per se. And they, you know, get the idea that that's okay then because there isn't a mass, but texture difference is significant as well.
Cancer risk assessments take into account breast density, family history, genetic factors, and lifestyle factors. She says a healthy diet and regular physical activity can go a long way in preventing cancer.
And then other things like alcohol intake. You know, there's, at this point, if you want to really reduce your risk of cancer as low as it can go, the guidelines as of last year are zero alcohol. Like, alcohol is just not going to be part of your experience if that's your goal.
In addition to monthly self-checks at home, all women age 40 and older are urged to get yearly mammograms. The Wisconsin Department of Justice confirmed Thursday that its criminal investigators are looking into the removal of Wausau's absentee ballot drop box by the mayor last month. The Marathon County District Attorney had asked for assistance from the DOJ about the incident. The department's Division of Criminal Investigation will take the lead. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny removed the city's drop box September 22nd without consulting with the clerk, who has the authority under a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling to make one available. Denny, who ran as a conservative and opponent of drop boxes in the nonpartisan mayor's race, has said he wanted the city council to discuss whether to use a drop box. The council is scheduled to discuss the issue at a meeting Tuesday. The mayor later turned the box back over to the clerk, who had it installed and bolted to the ground on Monday. The box was locked and no ballots were in it when the mayor took it. City workers planned to bolt it to the ground but did not have a chance to do it before the mayor, wearing a hard hat and posing for pictures he later distributed, wheeled it away. Federal data shows healthcare and technology-related jobs are still in high demand. A career in clean energy is now at the top of the list, too, and Wisconsin labor leaders say opportunities are unfolding in the region. Mike Moen reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says what that means is companies behind wind, solar, and similar development need to attract workers while adhering to hiring benchmarks.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships to be offered so new hires can learn on the job. There are challenges, though, with labor groups noting not enough people are aware of these job possibilities and the need for things like affordable housing if a worker has to relocate for their new career. I'm Mike Moen.
The IRS is expanding its program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the agency for free. The Direct File program allows taxpayers to calculate and submit their returns to the government directly without using commercial tax preparation software. In the 2025 tax season, more than 30 million people in 24 states will be eligible to participate. The list includes Wisconsin. The program was rolled out as a pilot program for the 2024 tax season with 12 states. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.